Yes.
I'm just wondering, because sometimes I find a lot, I jump beads. So I find I have to actually chant, take the beads out of the bag, but you're not supposed to chant the beads out of the bag, then, because sometimes you're going to chant.
Make sure the beads don't jump out of the bag. So what to do?
I probably need
bigger beads.
Bigger beads?
Yeah. If you skip beads, it usually means that you're not attentive enough to even to figure out which bead you're chanting on. So either you get bigger beads or you just have to become more attentive. Mm. Usually it's because we're trying to get our rounds done too quick. We have no faith that there's going to be any other experience other than getting my rounds done. The highest ecstasy I'm going to experience is that my rounds will be done. All the anxiety of chanting my rounds will diminish the more quicker I get them done. So the more quicker I chant, the more bliss I'm feeling. So we don't think that actually I can actually think about Krishna. There's such a thing as actually remembering Krishna. Or even if I can remember Krishna, so what? So that experience we have to get, and then it becomes meaningful. Just like if they had some kind of exciting movie. I didn't see the movie, but I saw some advertisement, something. Harry Potter, is that the name of it? Mm-hmm. So we were showing Harry Potter. Is that Harry Potter? Oh, Harry Potter. Something spiritual in there. Then everyone would want to come and see it because it might be interesting. They spend so much money, you know, putting it together. You know, why not? So if we can actually thought, we could actually see there was a television inside our heart and we can actually see Krishna's pastimes, wouldn't we want to spend the time looking at Krishna's pastimes for a few minutes at least? But the chanting can actually bring us that ability to actually see Krishna within the heart. At first, we may not see Krishna, you know, in his transcendental lila completely, but we may remember Krishna as the form, his quality, something, remember some of the details and some of his associates. So that's possible. So we try and spend the time thinking like that, chanting so nicely that automatically remember something about Krishna. Then it becomes interesting. Otherwise, if we don't remember Krishna, we just chant, it just becomes boring. We just want to get our rounds done as quickly as possible. Because it has no real, you know, it's not interesting at all. It's just the same old K-R-I-S-H-N-A, R-A-M-A, R-A. But if it had, you know, we see Krishna with a peacock feather, a flute, you know, the cows, Yamuna, then it starts getting interesting. Anything else? Yeah. Okay.